Konnichiwa, welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 210. Today in this lesson we will learn about Nante, which means I can't believe such a even, expressing surprise, emotion, evaluation, contempt, or humility. Now let's go. Verb, plain form, plus Nante. Noun, plus Nante. E-adjective plus nante. Na-adjective plus nante. This means, I can't believe. Such a even. This is used to express surprise, emotion, evaluation, content, or humility. Nante is used to emphasize the word that comes before it and to express the speaker's strong emotions, such as surprise, admiration, disbelief, criticism, or modesty. This expression is mainly used in spoken Japanese. In written or formal Japanese, to wa is often used instead. So there are three core usages. The first one is surprise or an expectation. The second one is despise, disrespect, humble. The third usage is exclamation, strong emphasis. Now let's start with the first usage, surprise or unexpectation. This usage expresses surprise or strong emotion towards something unexpected that the speaker has seen or heard. It is not used to explain reasons logically, but to show an emotional reaction. In written Japanese, to wa is often used instead of nante. For example, I didn't know there was such a high-end restaurant near the station. High-end restaurant is 高級 restaurant. 高級 restaurant. Such a will be こんな, こんな. Near the station, 駅前, so there was such a high-end restaurant near the station will be こんな高級レストランが駅前にある. After this, we will use なんて in order to show your feeling of surprise.
こんな高級レストランが駅前にあるなんて知らなかった。
You ate all this by yourself? By yourself is
一人で。
This amount is この量。 So, この量を食べた is you ate this amount. After this, we will put なんて.
一人でこの量を食べたなんて本当? 一人でこの量を食べたなんて本当?
I can't imagine her becoming the company president. President is 社長。 To become a president is 社長になる. After this, we will put なんて. To imagine is 想像する. So can't imagine will be potential form negative.
想像できない. 彼女が社長になるなんて想像できない. 彼女が社長になるなんて想像できない.
It's strange that it's this cold and still not snowing. Cold as a noun is
寒さ。
To snow is 雪が降る. So not snowing will be
雪が降らない.
After this, we will put なんて. Strange is
不思議。
This is not adjective.
この寒さで雪が降らないなんて不思議だね。 この寒さで雪が降らないなんて不思議だね。
Now let's go to the second usage of なんて。The second usage is despise, disrespect, humble. なんて can be used when the speaker looks down on, belittles, or treats something lightly. It is also used when the speaker talks about themselves modestly or without confidence. Typical nuances include something like, nothing special,Someone like me. For example, there's no need to care about a rumor like that. Rumor is 噂。So in this case, the speaker is looking down on the rumor. Therefore, after 噂, we will put なんて。To care about something is 気にする。気にする。No need to is 必要ない。必要ない。
その噂なんて気にする必要ないよ。その噂なんて気にする必要ないよ。
I can't trust what that person says. What that person says will be
あの人が言うこと。あの人が言うこと。
So in this case, the speaker is treating something lightly, therefore we will use なんて。To trust is
信用する、信用する。
Can't trust is
信用できない、信用できない。
あの人の言うことなんて信用できない。
あの人の言うことなんて信用できない。
Someone like me has no experience or knowledge. So in this case, the speaker talks about themselves modestly or without confidence. So after 私, we will put なんて。Experience is
経験、経験。
Knowledge is
知識、知識。
私なんて経験も知識もありません。
私なんて経験も知識もありません。
You've worked abroad? I've never even once. Abroad is
海外、海外。
Have you ever will be
他 form plus ことがありますか?
Casual form will be ことが
あるの?海外で働いたことがあるの?海外で働いたことがあるの?
I've never even once is
私なんて一度もないよ。私なんて一度もないよ。
So in this case, the speaker talks about themselves modestly. We can also useだなんて to add stronger emphasis. By inserting だ before なんて, the speaker emphasizes a fact or state more strongly. So it becomes plain form, adjective or noun plus
だなんて.
For example, It's surprising that such a small shop is so popular. Such a small shop.
こんな小さい店。こんな小さい店。
Popular is
人気。人気。
So when the speaker emphasizes a fact or a state more strongly, we will say
だなんて。
Surprising is びっくりだ、びっくりだ。
こんな小さい店が人気だなんてびっくりだ。こんな小さい店が人気だなんてびっくりだ。
Now let's go to the third usage of なんて。This is used for exclamation or strong emphasis. なんて can be placed at the beginning of a sentence to strongly express emotions such as admiration, anger, shock, or criticism. This usage is common with adjectives and nouns. It corresponds to English expressions like what a something or how something. Now let's make some example sentences. What a quiet place. Quiet place is 静かな場所. So we will add なんて in front of the sentence.
なんて静かな場所なんだ.
What a rude attitude. Rude attitude is
失礼な態度.
So we will add なんて at the beginning of the sentence.
なんて失礼な態度なんだ.
When I first talked to him, I thought he was such a calm person. First time is 初めて. So when I first talked to him will be
初めて話した時.
Calm person is 落ち着いた人. So before this we will use なんて。
初めて話したとき、なんて落ち着いた人なんだろうと思いました。初めて話したとき、なんて落ち着いた人なんだろうと思いました。
So today we learned about three usages of なんて。The first usage is surprise or an expectation. The second usage is despise, disrespect,humble. And the third usage is exclamation or strong emphasis. In this case, なんて comes at the beginning of the sentence. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。